The cultural highlights for our region this weekend include a jazzy sound installation, an online Beethoven concert, a live-streamed rock variety show featuring a legend of indie rock, and a new album by an eclectic, witty Poughkeepsie-based band. Mass Mocha in North Adams continues its Auditory After Hours series, which gives visitors a chance to engage with art while listening to a bespoke experience curated by cutting-edge musicians. This Saturday night and next, featuring a sound installation by jazz pianist, composer, and bandleader Jason Moran. Moran's new soundscape is specially designed for and inspired by Solowitz's groundbreaking wall drawings. Moran, who combines post-bop, avant-garde jazz, blues, classical music, stride piano, and hip-hop, is no stranger to this sort of multimedia art installation. His 2006 release, Artist in Residence, included a number of selections from different works commissioned by museums, all of which premiered in 2005. Advance time tickets are required for the Mass Mocha. Go to massmocha.org for more info. You don't have to wait until the end of the pandemic, whenever that will be, to get your fix of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Since late last fall, BSO Now Online presentations feature newly recorded hour-long video performances by the Boston Symphony, Boston Pops, and BSO musicians in chamber music, along with behind-the-scenes storytelling with conductors, composers, and musicians, and more. This month, BSO Music Director Andres Nelsons leads the BSO in three new concert streams with a special focus on Beethoven in celebration of the 250th anniversary of the composer's birth. Each BSO Now video launches at www.bso.org/now on Thursdays at noon. All BSO Now online videos are available for viewing for 30 days after each initial release date. Tommy Stinson and Chip Roberts will grace the stage of Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 8 p.m. with their intimate music act, Cowboys in the Campfire. And you can see it virtually, hosted by Ryder Cooley and John B. Wooden of Dust Bowl Fairies. Stinson, an original member of The Replacements and a former bassist for Guns N' Roses, will perform intimate country and blues-based songs on acoustic guitar, accompanied by Chip Roberts on lap steel. The live stream is part of Helsinki Hudson's Wish You Were Here series, a monthly live broadcast from the Club Helsinki stage in historic Hudson, New York. Tickets for the show are available on a donation basis to support the musicians. Visit HelsinkiHudson.com for more details. Poughkeepsie-based band Life in a Blender recently released a new EP called Satsuma. The album raises the stakes of the band's already highly literate songwriting, basing four of its six songs on works by Kurt Vonnegut, Jonathan Ames, Dean Haspiel, and the like. And its dizzying fusion of Beatlesque power pop, new wave riffage, and Zappa Beefheart-derived musical anarcho-syndicalism. That may sound heavy, but even with lead singer-songwriter Don Ralph's focus on environmental destruction and human mortality, the upstate by way of Brooklyn outfit turns in a psychedelic blast of a listening party, where Exile on Main Street-era Rolling Stones meet the B-52s, and Lou Reed fronts NRBQ. Ralph's usual crew is on hand, including co-founder Dave Moody, to deliver the dazzling arrangements captured impeccably by producer-guitarist Al Houghton at his Dubway Studios. Satsuma comes packaged with a limited edition booklet with custom art and a cocktail recipe for each song fittingly contributed by their, quote, drunkest friends, unquote. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.